Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, September 10th, 2015. Israeli Navy attack Palestinian fishing boats near Gaza City. Meanwhile, Palestinian detainees continue their hunger strike. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers have kidnapped on Thursday morning five Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including a teenager walking to school in Jerusalem. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday morning Al-Arub refugee camp north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron and clashed with scores of students as they were heading to school. Also near Hebron, several armored vehicles and troops invaded Al-Fahs area and clashed with dozens of local youth. No injuries were reported. In other news, the Israeli prison authorities renewed on Thursday the administrative detention order against a hunger-striking Palestinian journalist for three additional months without charges or trial. Nidal Abu Akir, 46, who is an anchor for Al-Wahda radio station in Bethlehem City, is determined to continue his hunger strike. He started on August 20th, the Palestinian Prisoner Society said. The detainee is demanding his release as he is being held by the Israeli army without any charges. In related news, the Palestinian Detainees Committee has reported Thursday that detainee Bilal Kayed is ongoing with his hunger strike he started on September 5th, demanding his removal from solitary confinement. The detainee started his strike following his transfer from Megiddo Israeli Military Prison to solitary confinement in Ashkelon Military Detention Center. In the Gaza Strip, several Palestinian fishing boats have been attacked on Thursday morning by Israeli Navy fire close to the shore of a Sudanese Sea northwest of Gaza City. The boats were only 4 nautical miles away from shore. The fishers had to sail back, fearing additional Israeli violence and escalation, Palestinian sources reported. The Navy frequently attacked Palestinian fishers and their boats in the coastal region, preventing them from gaining some income to support their families. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, September 10th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Badnoura.